and in the Advice for a Spiritual Friend, and also in the Lama Yeshe archive book, Kindness of Others. But I don't think that edition is available at the bookstore, but you can get it online. Let's see. I believe we're on page 103. We're on Toward All Beings Contemplate Their Great Kindness is the topic. Recognizing sentient beings as friends and cherishing them. If you're following on the text, that's where we are. So that's in the section, Taking Adverse Conditions Onto the Path of Enlightenment.
Good morning. I'm Donna Cease. I'm the Assistant Spiritual Programs Coordinator, and I wanted to let you all know about a volunteer opportunity. We are in need of a Sunday coordinator who would come early before the 9 o'clock session and basically open up the building, do the beverages for the Sangha, and maybe do the water bowl offerings also. And if we have two or three volunteers to do that, then it wouldn't be a regular, you know, you could alternate that out. So if you are used to coming at 9 o'clock and would be interested in doing that, come and see me afterwards.
Okay, so to continue, we'll be saying some prayers in this gold prayer book. If you're new to the center, I think the first one is on page 183, and I'll prompt you, I'll remind you again. But it's this, the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra towards the bottom, between those two lines. And yesterday I was asked me to remind people to please circumambulate the stupa outside, that beautiful white structure with the beautiful paintings and ornaments, and for great accumulation of merit and purification practice. It's full of Dharmakaya relics, I think probably millions of them. And also to turn the prayer roots, rotate them clockwise, because you get the merit of reciting all the mantras that are in the prayer wheel. So it's also great practice. This is left over from our Taro practice last night. We kept it up so that you could also benefit from it. And it's usually on the third Saturday of the month. It varies, so you could just, look at the calendar if you'd like to join us. It's a very wonderful practice for Tara. And Tara and her emanations are right there in front of all the offerings. Oh yeah, if you have cell phones, if you put them on, turn them off or turn them on vibrate, so it's not to interrupt the teachings. And also, if Geshe-la invites people to ask questions or make comments, if you would please wait for the handheld microphone, because we are streaming this, and people who are unable to come for whatever reason can't hear you, no matter how loudly you speak, and they want to be part of the classroom experience. So I think that's everything. So if we'll just spend a moment to relax and make our minds ready for the teachings. And as Ken Rinpoche Jetsun Losam Dalek said when he was here last, or maybe even the time before he came, as he came here a couple of times, he said that because no one forced you to come here this morning, ever since you stepped out of the house to get in the car and come here, you've been accumulating merit. So we can rejoice in that. So So if you please turn to page 183. So we'll chant the Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Tayata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Now if you please turn to page 34, and we'll read the four immeasurables one time in English. Page 34. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. So if you please turn the page to page 37, and at the bottom it says the Four Immeasurables chanting version. So let's chant this one time in Tibetan. Sentient time. So let's chant Chen Rezig's mantra eight times, and then Green Tara's mantras seven times, keeping in mind people on the prayer list. Om Mani Padme
Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu
Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re
So Ha.
Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. Sanje je do zo je chono lo shonje bo do dano sha so che doge je sanje be jinye je ndolo be je sanje ndobo Shu Good morning. Lama Sangha Basse Kana Linde Samba Sangela Samba Zona Sadon Loyon Sang Sambangana Sadon Loyon Tonje Sambana La Rale Tes. That means like positive or negative karma or action, the depends on the intention. Therefore, intention is good, and the action is good. Intention is not good, of course. The action is not good. Therefore, everything depends on the action, the Lama Tsongkhapa said. Then also, like Lama Atisha said, if root is like poison, I just remind all of you know already, right? I just want to remind, like root is like poison, then in tree, in branch, leaves, wonderful fruit, everything becomes poison. Then root is like medicine, similarly like, you know, tree, branch, and the fruit, whatever, everything's medicine. That Lama Atisha said. I think that's really important, very important. We always like, you know, the tie to good intention. Okay, please, if you don't understand my English, just let me know. I try to, like, you know. Yeah. Therefore, like, you know, whatever you do, like Dhamma practice, or whatever you do, like your work, like there's two things very, very important for all of us. The first, like, you know, set of motivation. Then the second, the last, dedication. That's both of them very, very important. Then, I know all of us came here so many different reasons, right? So many different reasons. Then, but the different reason, different beneficial. Then, I give you four example, like, you know, they have four different, like, four people recite like Tara Mantra, but one guy, like, you know, motivation is Bodhicitta. The second one is renunciation. Okay, third one is like for maybe next life. The last one, okay, like, you know, for this life, be happy, benefit, that just think, like, you know, wants to happiness for this life. There are four of them, recite one, the, like, Tara Mantra, but different beneficial, a lot different, but,
I don't know how I can tell. a lot of different beneficial. Therefore, it's set off like motivation is very important. I give for example, like, you know, the Bodhisattva gives very tiny food in the bird. Like, give whatever I have somebody, like, you know, totally different benefit, because even I give, like, how much I have give somebody, I don't know how they benefit. But Bodhisattva give, like, a tiny food for birds, but whatever he do, he always think about all Mother Sangha beings. Therefore, it's a lot of benefit. Right? Yeah. Therefore, set off, like, you know, good motivation is very important. Then also, like, we are saying like that, it's better to sing a song with good heart and than to say pray with bad intentions. That's the Tibetan people saying like that. Yeah, therefore, it's very important. Then, I think this man, like, you know, of course, we all of has so many different, like, reason to come here, but the man, three ways to set off motivation, three kind of, I don't know, set off, like, motivation, like, small scalp, and midi scalp, and great scalp. Scope, like, you know, in quantity glory teaching. Therefore, the first one is, like, you know, what I said, like, benefit this life, and we all of us, like, need a happiness, happy, blah, 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 yeah, we need everything. The second one is, like, renunciation. Then the last one is, like, bodhicitta. Three of them very good. We need three of this motivation. We need, but we know, like, you know, first one, all of us need happy. Then second one is renunciation. Then what is the renunciation? Then we should know what is the renunciation. That just renunciation is not help. Very strong desire. Desire free from samsara. That's the renunciation, right? Renunciation. Then, then we should know, like, you know, like, you know, many Kadamba masters said, like, you know, the, samsara is a top. The tip of the needle, top of the needle, tip of the needle, yeah. Can you stay on the needle? I cannot, right? Similarly, like, you know, samsara is like, you know, tip of the needle. Therefore, never can find the happiness. Therefore, that, if you think about, like, you know, that samsara is like, you know, so many difficult, then you really want to be free from samsara. If you think, oh, then samsara is good, blah, 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 then you don't want to free from here. For example, if we go to some, we stay like, we always think rally is very good, we don't want to go from rally, right? Yeah, similar, we don't want to move from rally. Similarly, like, if you think, that samsara is good, blah, 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 then you cannot free from samsara. It's then not good. If you think it's still, like, you know, good, that everything's impermanent, that is changed slowly, 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 you get, like, you know, difficult situation. Therefore, In samsara has so many different suffering than problem, like so many different, but I tell you, like, you know, eight types like suffering, then first of all you was born. When you was born, how many suffering? A lot. We don't need to tell all of us know those the suffering. Then sick, right? And get old. Then I'm very suffering, see? Come. And then get old. And of course die. Then we don't want to separate from who you love, right? Then also, like, we don't want to, I don't know how I can say, like, some enemy, always we, like, meet the enemy. People really don't want to meet enemy, right? That there's kind of suffering. Then another suffering, like, you know, that's like six, right? The another one is whatever you want, you can't get. Yeah? That's like, you know, that kind of the suffering. Then the another suffering, like whatever you don't want, the immediate will come up. Yeah, that's like, you know, a few examples for suffering. Therefore, we have, like, you know, the wonderful samsara has a lot of suffering. Therefore, we don't want to stay this wonderful samsara. Therefore, we have to have free from, you know, here, right? Therefore, like, you know, then if you want to free from samsara, then what you should do, you don't know, right? I give one example. I don't know, my example is good, not good. Like, you know, one person in the jail. Then, I think nobody wants to stay in the jail, right? Then, he and her, I don't know, he wants to free from jail. Then, he don't know how. Then he have to seek me one good lawyer. That's good lawyer. Then a lawyer give advice. Then if good lawyer give advice, he just stay asleep, then it's not help. Because he have to follow what the lawyer advise. He have to follow. Then if he follows, then he have to chance to the free from the jail. Leverage from jail, I don't know how, which word is good. But similarly, like, you know, we all want to free from samsara, then we don't know how. Therefore, I think we have to take refuge, like, you know, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha, they knew how to get free from the samsara. Therefore, like, you know, Buddha is like lawyer. He give advice for us. But he cannot, like, you know, he cannot take our suffering. But we are saying it like that, like, you know, Roi Dunga, I try to translate, but I don't know. Roi Dunga Shaki Masela, Neji Tuba Jela Pomini, Tini Dambati Bitoj, means, like, you know, Mother sentient being suffering, I cannot take from my hand. The Buddha said, I cannot take my hand. And also, all my, like, you know, things, wonderful things cannot transform them. Then what we should do? I show you the way, how can do. Then you follow. If you follow, no follow, still there. Do you understand? That's good. Yeah, therefore I think, like, Buddha is like a good lawyer. Dharma is like a GPS. Map, right? But it's difficult to, if you don't know English, to follow the GPS. It's difficult, right? Therefore, somebody need your help. Those Sangha. Therefore, I think I'm just joking, like Dharma, tell you how can, that, basically like looks like map, Dharma. It's not easy. It's not just like, you know, the, go to Google, check, okay, can get New York here, from here, not like that. It's too complicated. Therefore, the Sanghas help you how can follow the, like, you know, the Dharma teaching. Therefore, if you follow the, like, you know, those things, you have, like, you know, 100% chance to free from samsara. It makes sense? Okay. Then, if you free from samsara, then it's not enough. It's really not enough. Because why? You have so many wonderful grandparents, parents, the old relatives, good friend, bad friend. Then, like, nephew, niece, so many wonderful you have your life, right? They're still in the samsara. Therefore, now what you should do, then you must think, what about your practice, what about you do? You must think, like, you know, now I'm doing for that, for all the my mother sentient be free from samsara. Then this kind of motivation you have to set up. This is the last one. Last one. The first one is you are safe, free from samsara. Then the second one is like, you know, second one is bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is like a great scalp. Okay. Therefore, like, you know, very important to set up whatever you do, whatever you practice, whatever, like, it's very important set up like a good heart, right? If you have good heart, whenever you stay, you can get easily like friends, like, you know, we can see somebody's like face, then, oh, she and he looks very like, you know, peaceful. That's the reality, right? Then we really want to talk to she and her, like, you know, we have feeling like that. Then somebody looks like very angry, like, you know, it's difficult to stay with them. Like, then also, like, I think, like, you know, the people who has, like, you know, people who has, like, always set up good heart, people who don't set up good heart, like, you know, then I can say they are, I don't know, how can say, like, you know, some people are like, something's going on out of the dead, easily, like, you know, scream, like, angry, like, difficult to toss the all of the other people, because, why? Because he and she always, like, you know, I mean, like, you know, always, like, you know, I don't know how I can say. Do you understand what I mean? Yeah, that's like, you know, therefore, if you set up always good heart, then your life is just wonderful, and everything, I think, is smooth. That's what I want to say. Therefore, and also, like, you know, the second one is dedication, right? The dedication is also very, very important. Like, dedication, the last one is dedication, okay? Motivation and dedication. Okay.
Before you do dedication, I know we have some new people here today. Can you just explain what samsara is?
Yeah, I already did. Samsara is like, you know, I just like did.
It's like sitting on the tip of a needle.
Yeah, samsara. I cannot show like this is watch, like, you know, like this samsara. The samsara has so many suffering. We all in samsara right now. So samsara, like, you know, has so many problems, like, you know. I just explain it, right? That what does it mean, renunciation? Renunciation is this free from samsara. What is samsara? Samsara has so many suffering, blah, 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 blah. This is samsara. Okay. Make sense? Okay, good. Then, like, dedication is also very, very important, like, you know, the whatever you do, like Buddhists, the dedication, they say, like, you know, actually, like, the Tibet say, chada chi janso chino lu janso mazeba, the term means, just as drop of the water that fall into the great ocean, make sense? Then will never disappear until the itself die. Ocean is not finished, the drop is not finished, basically. Like, similarly, like, we are married, like, dedication married, the better I say, read, come back. Like, if you dedication, I similar, like, put in the, your money to the bank, I think. like, you know, you put in the, your merit, like, you know, Buddhasabha's merit bank. You are merit, put in, therefore, Buddhasabha's merit never finish. Until it finish, you are merit always with them. Also, like, you are merit developing. Make sense? The other was, like, you know, if you do so many, like, practice, you don't do dedication, then immediately you, like, angry, all the your merit is gone. If you dedication, still there. Otherwise, like, merit is easy to, like, how many days, how many hours you did, but you, without dedication, they're easy to disappear. Therefore, it's very important to dedication. I give you one example, like, you know, we call Aku Temple. There's a story very popular in Tibet. The Tibet people say he is, like, you know, basically he is Avalokiteshvara, compassion Buddha, but he go all over the Tibet place to teach, like, you know, how learn smart. I don't know, say something like that. But he and he from maybe from my hometown to in Lhasa. During the daytime, we don't have transportation. There, people have to walk many months. He has one cup of the tsamba. You know tsamba? Tsamba is like main Tibet food, like barley flour. That's Tibet main food. Then, tsamba. Then the rich family has a lot of tsamba. A lot of tsamba. He has one cup of the tsamba, but in Tibet, like, poor people, tsamba made from, like, bean. Like, that's very poor people. Then he has, like, you know, bean and tsamba, one cup. Then he asked the rich people, can I put in your tsamba? Then after I finish my tsamba, I'm going to stop. Then the rich family are very nice. Say, okay, you can put in the tsamba there. Then he put their tsamba, he mix up. You know, mix up. Then his tsamba looks like yellow, the color yellow, because being by, made by bean. Then now he have to go to one and 2 months for with them, right? And every day he eat with them. Then one guy say, hey, now your tsamba almost finished, I think, because he has one cup, right? Then he look at this. No, everywhere is my tsamba. He said, really, yeah, everywhere, because his tsamba already missed up. But until their tsamba not finished, his tsamba is there. They're similarly dedication. Make sense? Okay. Then, of course, like, you know, it's wonderful. We, like, you know, practice, like, a good heart, loving kindness, and especially like compassion and patience, and very important contentment. Those are very important. But if like for example, like you know, some of the Buddhist people, Tibetan people, like you know, they do every day daily pray, they practice their Dharma. They do like you know, recite mantra, blah 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 blah. But they don't know the meaning of the what they're doing. Many of the Tibetan people, like you know, then I think similarly, like you know, the other religions, like you know, Christian. Some people every day go to church, every Sunday go to church, but they, some people, that's my opinion, they don't know what they're doing. They just go to church, like you know. I think that's like you know, it's more not enough. Then His Holiness Dalai Lama, long time ago, he said, this we need like 21st century Buddhists, 21st century Buddhists. That's I think very important. What does it mean 21st century is because we studying like you know modern schedule, modern knowledge, education. The plus you know what you doing, then you must fail. Fail. No fail, like you know. Yeah, say again, please. Yeah. That he said like that. That's very important. Like you know, then he like I think like you know long time ago in Tibet the monks wanted to study, even nuns not study. Looks like nuns go to like the puja, like blah 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 blah. Wanted like the monks study. The lay people support for monk. That's traditionally, I think. That's I thought. Like therefore, His Holiness, like you know, always requires the nuns need studying, even lay people need studying. Then educated. Then you should know what is the Buddhist. Then you explain is wonderful. Otherwise, like you know, the traditionally we doing like daily prayer. That's wonderful, right? That's not more enough, the His Holiness Dalai Lama said. Then also His Holiness Dalai Lama always like, you know, support for women, right? I think he's the one long time ago, nuns need study, nuns need become geshi. Then he always like, you know, for occurrence for nuns. Yeah, he's the one like, you know, I remember long time ago, he just like, you know, saying like that. Therefore, it's very important to, like, you know, we should know what is the love kindness, what is the, compassion and patience, and the contentment. Contentment. That's very important. Otherwise, knowing that, like, you know, knowing Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, knowing that, then whatever you do, like, you know, you come here, it's very peaceful. You go to church, it's very peaceful. Then if you know like about those meaning, whenever you leave from here, somebody pass you, ding, like then so many happening, right? There's so many going on. If you come here, whatever you hear, then okay, go to church. Any other religions, like, you know, then you must like learn from wonderful things, then you can use your life, not only for here. Then somebody come here, drop here, go, then another life. It's not good, right? The old religions, like, you know, we have to use our life. Like, then like, you know, I think like all religions somebody say all religions is the same. I think all religions is really not same. But same goal, right? Like, you know, like religions are like, you know, medicine, maybe food, right? Food has so many different tastes, right? Similarly, like medicine has different, like, you know, I don't know, different. Therefore, I read yesterday one book, His Holiness Dalai Lama book. So His Holiness Dalai Lama said, early 16, he met the one very nice American woman. She is very good heart. She went to the one part of the India. Basically she going there like research and with for fun. Then she met so many Tibetan people. Finally she met the His Holiness Dalai Lama. Then she told His Holiness Dalai Lama, I met like many of the Tibetan people. They are so wonderful, very like, you know, that I don't know how can say, they are humble, good heart, morality, they are very nice. But unfortunately, sadly, they don't have religious. of course, she thought all the religions are same. Right? Yeah, therefore, she tell His Holiness Dalai Lama, like, you know, then say like that. Therefore, I think like all religions are very good. But all religions, like, you know, like Christian, like Muslim, like, you know, those religions help people, believe of the people. That's a reality, right? People who follow them, that's very good, like, you know. Similarly, all the religions are very good, but, you know, if you use, like, you know, wrong way, I don't know. But otherwise, everything's very good. Then I just want to tell, yeah, therefore, if you know it, like, about that, then it's really difficult, like, you know, then we have to think about what is loving kindness. I think loving kindness is like, you know, try to be other people happy, treat for other people happy, right? Nice to not just people, for just for like all the like dogs, cats, even like, you know, plants. That's the kindness, right? Then what is compassion? Compassion is also like, you know, help other people free from suffering. This kind of mind is we call compassion. Compassion has so many different, like, you know, like, therefore, understand, right? I think talk too much, if you don't understand, it's not good. Yeah. I think therefore, like, you know, the practice, like, you know, the compassion, like, you know, patience and contentment is very important. Also, like His Holiness Dalai Lama say, contentment is the king of the happiness. He said, like, you know, the economy and good health, good friends, mostly those are come from happiness. But if you don't have contentment, then no happiness. Even though you have good friend, good health, good wealth, but you need this one, very important. Without this one, no way to, like, you know, you cannot open the happiness door. Yeah. Yeah, therefore, like, you know, the practice, like, compassion is very, very important, because how important, like, one of the Indian masters said, that that's very important, like, I don't know his name, the Tibetan name is Padre Dawatapa. He wrote a lot, like, you know, Madhyamaka test. Mostly we study his book. Then he said, Kunshe Tseni Jai Lotu Putun the Sabetun Tela Chanda Yiri the Lushen Nela. I don't know, the English say, like, you know, the beautiful tree, fruit, enlightenment, from fruit, like, happy life, I don't know. Then very important, like, you know, the first, if you want a beautiful tree, you need a seed, right? Without the seed, you cannot get the tree. Then if you get the tree, then you need the water, any variable like food, like grew up, like rest. Then finally, you get the like, you know, delicious fruit. Similarly, like, you know, the compassion is like, is the first very important, second very important, and the last very important. First important, like seed. Without compassion, no way to the bodhicitta. Right? No bodhicitta, no enlightenment. Yeah. Then, like, if you, the second, if you don't have compassion, you cannot, you are the bodhicitta is cannot develop. Then if you become a Buddha, also you need compassion. Without compassion, you cannot help other people. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Therefore, the compassion is very, very, like, you know, important. Then, like, for example, like, you know, no religious, we can survive, right? We can survive. No compassion? I don't think so. Right? I think religious compassion, more compassion is more important. Do you think? Yeah, I think so. Like, you know, when we was young, like, you know, in until we die, we need compassion. Without compassion, we cannot survive. Therefore, the compassion is very important. Then, I think all of us have compassion. That all. The all Mother Sentient Being has compassion. But we don't use much. Because why? I think we have a lot of bad habit. Habit? Yeah, therefore, we, the easy to like use, like, I give you one example. For me, like, here is good things, here is bad things. But our mind always like here, not difficult to, you know, go this way. Always like, you know, because we have very bad habit. Therefore, easy to like go to other side. Yeah. Therefore, now we need to change the our habit. How? I don't know. maybe slowly recognize. Impossible. Eh? Therefore, we need to change our habit. Then, like you know, the many like you know. The Buddhist philosophy said, like, you know, our mind is like shiny like gold. Natural mind is very clean, very clean. But I think that's true, like so many like you know, story, like when somebody was very young, whenever they can speak, they remember their previous life because their mind is very clean. Previous, like, easy to remember previous life. Then, you know, 1 year, 2 years, then we have so many wonderful things, like, you know, attachment, anger, you know, you come, make dirty our, like, mind. Dirty. Now we need clean. By souls. Yeah, really, the mind is already, like, dirty. Then we need, like, you know, clean. A natural mind is very clean. Like, until the enlightenment, our mind is like going there, right? Therefore, right now, like, so many, like, you know, things like a cover, then difficult to, like, you know, the use? Yeah. Then, I think, like, you know, the compassion is difficult to say compassion. The compassion, the always, like, you know, the Buddhists talk about the compassion for other, the other. That's my opinion, like, you know, so we need our self-compassion. It's really important, I think. It's really important. We need, like, self-compassion and self-love. Then I heard many people say, I don't know, some old people, I hate my life. That's totally wrong, I think. Many people think, it's really not good, like, you know, if you think I'm not valuable, a thing like that, you cheat yourself. Yeah, we are valuable. really we are really valuable, because at least like we can use like, you know, good word, say nice word, right? Do something like, you know, nicely, like we can speech and body and mind, everything we can create merit, right? Create merit. If you are poor, if you think say I'm nothing, it's also totally wrong, because most like, you know, Buddhist high practitioner, they don't have nothing. They stay on the like mountain, they have one cloth, enough for food, they don't have nothing. But they think they never think they are like, you know. Yeah, therefore I think that's very very, very important to self compassion and self love. Then if you, that's very important. Then also like, you know, we need self, like, you know, peaceful. Do peaceful. If you don't peaceful, it's difficult to lead the world peace, right? First you need to you peaceful, then you try to help other people. Then I always think about like, you know, many like, you know, the books say like, you know, first like go on the way enemy, then try to help, come back yourself. That's so difficult for us. Now we do like first we do profit, then do your family, then your friends, then your community, go spend from here. I think that's more easy for us, I think. Right? Go on with there, then come back. It's difficult, I think. Then also like, you know, they said, Shantideva said, like, you know, if, I don't know how can you use, in every way has like, kneel, like something like, I think,
Torrents.
Yeah, ground. Then they have two options. That one is you cover the all the like, you know, ground.
Ground,
yeah. Second one is you cover your feet. Like, then if you cover all the ground, it's not enough for to maybe ladder, maybe something else, right? But then if you cover your feet, then it's the same to like cover all the girls. That's Shantideva said. Therefore, the first like we need to change like ourselves. That's very important. That difficult to change other people's mind, other people's whatever they're doing is difficult to change. They are. Then what I say right now, like, if you say very nice, if you say like, you know, do like very nice, then if you think that's like, you know, nothing, that's something, because like, you know, they said like, you know, one master said, do not disregard, then sima positive, 18, think they are without benefit. Because they are drops of tiny water will eventually fill in the large container. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, similarly, like, you know, therefore, if you say very nice today, then tomorrow, like, you know, then create like merit more. If you create merit, then you are happy. Like we say, Sambasuna Kasa. Means like, you know, then you create a lot of merit, then whatever you think, whatever you do, like, you know, the easy to like achieve. Make sense? Okay. Then also like, you know, another thing, one of my teacher, I still remember, he already passed away, then when we was very young, then he always give advice for us, like, you know, don't, if you get the money, Don't waste, like, you know, the stupid things. Then try to buy at least your robes. Then there's a lot of crude merit, because, like, you know, you, it looks like you take care of yourself, but basically you take here one of the monk, one of the human. They are like one of the part, include human, right? They look like human beings there, we are here, not like that, we are included. Therefore, he always give advice for us to don't waste, like if you get money, use for like a good way. Like if you use like something like, you know, do you want to know, I give you one like, you know, story, like here. If you use like money too much, like, you know, alcohol and smoke and whatever, like bad things, it's really not good, but really not good. Not good your health, not good, like, you know, everything. Of course, like, you know, people love alcohol, I understand here, but it's too much, it's no good. Because, like, you know, nobody wants to crazy, right? The alcohol make you crazy. Then, like one example, one Tibet guy, he used to come to Kadama Central. I don't want to tell his name, but he's very nice, really very nice. Then he first met Tibet people here, North Carolina. Then he really wants to party. He invited me, Genovu, Gishila doesn't want to go. Then all the Duke students, then we went there, we made the mumu. That's a Tibet party. We made the mumu, make food. He's so happy. Then he bought, I don't know what kind, like, you know, one bottle. He said, today is the best my day since I came here. Then he drink. He's very nice. I think then finally he drunk. Then I'm next to him. He yes, Gisela, there's two red. He hit me here. He's red. There's two red. I just, like, you know, laughing. Everybody look at him. He's crazy already. Then he do like many times, and then he's full sleep. Okay. Then when he wake up the next morning, then he is also like wife in bed. They take him to like his place. Then when he wake up, he's so embarrassed. Then he called me. Then this is true that I hit you many times, like, you know, I don't remember, I tell him, just joke. Then he's really embarrassed, like that sometimes, like, you know, the alcohol make embarrassed, right? Yes. Then my teacher always said, like, you know, don't spend like this kind, like, you know, spend money. If you have some money, then use, like, you know, really you want. What really you want. Yeah, something like that. Then, finish. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so if you please turn to the gold prayer book so we can say some dedications. Page 246. Let's read dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains,
for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.
Good morning, everyone. A quick announcement. We were invited to be part of the United States-Canada film tour for the Dalai Lama Awakening and Compassion in Action films. And they're coming on Tuesday. They're bringing a red carpet. It's going to be quite an event. And it works out as a very win-win for us, because not only is it a film about His Holiness and the ideas that we share, but it's also a fundraiser for Kadampa Center, because the money that's brought in is split between us and the filmmakers. And so it also helps that film continue to tour on and spread that message. So we really would love it if all of you could come. Tickets are $20. They can be paid at the door or online. There is a link. There are flyers in the lobby if you'd like to take one. And we're going to set up to show the trailers for the film during the break between the sessions. So if you have a few minutes and want to stay, those trailers only take about 6 minutes total. So you're welcome to watch those if you like. Thank you.